哋咧都有好多嘅信心嘅经文吓，嚟到系有我哋嘅学习。咁呢一篇咧，亦都系记载系耶稣喺水上面行走嗰个信心嘅功课。咁一阵讲完咧，就会同我哋嚟到去讲出吓呢一个信心嘅功课。我哋一齐嚟睇马太福音十四章22-23节。耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人之后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。今日我哋呢个讲员呢，就其实都一啲都唔系好陌生啊，系我哋嘅英文部嘅英文部传道Pastor Mike 喺我哋嘅当中。頭先羅牧師咧就有叫我做一啲嘅介紹嚇，咁我覺得咧，佢喺我哋嘅教會嚟講係一啲都唔陌生嘅時候咧，咁我相信亦都唔係好需要做一啲特別嘅介紹嚇。咁咧就 Pastor Mike 喺我哋嘅教會裏面侍奉咗大概多一年嘅時間，咁準備咧就係會過咗十二月份之後咧，咁就會帶住大概一隊14-16人咧，就會去到South Hill 一个新的 church， 新的 reform 新的 form church， 是我们的 mission project 我们跟 VMBC join with PGMBC 的一个的 mission project 我哋翻譯嘅咧就係有 Pastor Lawrence 喺我哋當中嚇，咁我哋咧就或者將時間咧係交俾佢哋。It's so glad to have our Pastor Mike here with us today. I don't think we really need to do any introductions about who is Pastor Mike or where he's come from. But we know that he is our pastor. He's been serving this church for about more than a year, and he will be the pastor taking a group of youth leader to go join with the VMBC for the mission projects. And one is going to interpret is Pastor Lawrence here today. So we just give this time to Pastor Mike and Pastor Lawrence.
Well, before it becomes noon, I'd like to say good morning, Joe-san.
12點之前呢，我想同大家講早晨。
Because I don't know the word for afternoon.
我唔知道呢，咁我點樣講。
But I'd like to thank Pastor Isaac and Pastor Xavier for inviting me to come and speak to you and share with you on what's happening here at Pacific Grace, especially with the English congregation.
我想多謝呢，羅牧師同埋曾牧師呢，邀請我嚟到呢度呢，同大家分享关于这个联合直堂计划的一些事情。
And I think at the same time, I need to just say thank you for your patience sometimes in the English service. Sometimes we run a little bit late, and you've been very patient sometimes waiting for us. And so thank you.
同一时间呢，我想多谢大家的忍耐。有时呢，英文崇拜呢的时间比较呢长一少少。咁呢，就我知道大家有时都在外面呢等到好冻啊，咁样。
I've had a hard time trying to figure out what to share with you this morning.
预备今日嘅信息咧，系对我嚟讲系一件唔容易嘅事。
And in my search for finding something meaningful to share with you, I came across two anonymous quotes.
喺思想嘅期间啊，揾到两句嘅说话。
The first quote reads, "A calm sea does not produce a skilled sailor."
第一句说话系平静嘅海唔能够训练出精英嘅水手。
And the second is that you cannot discover new oceans unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore.
第二句呢，就是当你的眼目不愿意离开岸边的时候，你就不能够去探索到新的领域。
And this morning I want to share with you a little bit about the joint church planting project and also what I've been learning through the process of following Jesus as changes happen.
今天的早上呢，我想和大家分享一些关于这个联合直堂的计划。同埋咧喺转变当中跟随耶稣嘅功课。
When Pastor Chan first invited me to come to Pacific Grace, he told me about his vision to see an independent second generation church in Vancouver.
当陈牧师咧邀请我嚟到众恩堂去侍奉嘅时候咧，佢同我分享佢一个对于属于第二代教会嘅一个嘅意象。
And what he shared with me was that one thing that I've always had in my heart, a place where Canadian-born Chinese and Asians could come and feel like they were part of a community.
这个也是我心里面的一个想法，一个为土生华人、亚洲人度身订造的属灵社区。
But you see, not only for just the CBC or the CBA, but for their friends, their spouses, and for their future children.
这个不是单止为土生的华人或者土生的亚裔的人士，也都顾虑到他们的朋友、配偶、子女。
The vision was a place where they could all go and that none of them would feel like they didn't belong there. A place where they could all come and call it home.
我看到的意象就是一个能够容纳不同的种族，不会有人被忽略一个地方，一个他们可以叫做家的一个地方。
A place where Asian and Caucasian, East Indians, or anyone else for that matter could feel like that they belonged. Especially for those who are Asian that had best friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and husbands and wives and children that weren't Asian themselves.
无论是亚洲人、白人、印度人，任何种族的人士都可以融入的一个地方，特别是在一些在多元文化背景去成长、培育亚洲人，他们的家人和朋友。
And so when Pastor Chan told me about this vision, I was excited to come to Pacific Grace.
所以陈牧师跟我分享这个意象的时候，我很开心地来到中恩堂这个地方。
And when I first came here, there was a lot of work to be done.
初初来到的时候，我们看到有很多工作要完成。
New ministries for the youth and for the children, the worship and the discipleship of the church. And I was excited to see the English congregation begin to grow, and it was only by the grace of God.
无论是新的少青，或者是儿童的事工，或者是敬拜，或者是门训的工作，英文部的成长，叫我看到很开心，令我很雀跃，这些全部都是上帝的恩典。
And when I came to Pacific Grace, the VMC, the Vision Mobilization Committee, had a goal of 100 people in the English congregation. And when we reached 97, it was time for us to begin to dream some big dreams.
我知道意象策动委员会为了英文部定了一个目标，就是有100位的弟兄姊妹在聚会。当我们去到第97个人的时候，我们觉得是时候为上帝的国去发梦了。
Then in April this year, a member from Pacific Grace had told the pastor from a German MB church about the growth that we were having, the direction that we had, and the vision that we were going towards of this independent English ministry.
今年4月的时候，有一个德语的门诺大兄会的牧师，透过众恩堂一位的肢体，知道我们对这个独立英语事工这个意象。
That pastor also had a vision to see a multi-ethnic church come out of his group as well. And he believed that it would be a huge testimony to the city to see two very diverse groups of people come together and create something totally new.
这位传道人也意识到自己的教会都有同样的体见，一个跨种族，一个跨文化的教会，也是他的信念。 见到两个很不同的群体去建立、去联合、去做一个新的意象、去努力，成为上帝恩典的见证。
And from that vision, the two churches, Pacific Grace and Vancouver MB Church, began to plan the possibility of seeing if this could become a reality, to see if Revelations chapter 7, verses 9 to 11 could be done, to see if this could actually happen.
就是这个意象叫到众恩堂和这个 温哥华门诺弟兄会教会 VMB 这个教会一起去探讨这个异象的可能性。究竟启示录第7章9至11节对我们有几真实的呢？如果是发生的时候，是会怎么样的呢？
And so Revelations chapter 7 verse 9 to 11 reads this idea that after this I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in this loud voice, "Salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell down on their faces before the throne and they worshipped God.
启示录第7章9至11节这里说到，他说之后我观看见到许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。 站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
This was the vision. Then after the mid-year congregational meeting here, the sharing of the vision, the two churches believed that it was time to create a task force to see if this could work, and at the same time create a plan for the English congregation here at Pacific Grace.
在大家互相分享异象，同埋在年终会有大会之后，两间的教会就成立了一个联合的工作小组去探讨下这个可能性。另一方面亦都去计划一下众恩堂英文部长远的一个计划的方向。
And after many meetings, the formation of a task force that consisted of four of our members and three from Vancouver MB Church, we drafted together the joint church proposal.
在四位的众恩堂的会友和三位的温哥华这个的门洛弟兄会的会友一起开了很多次会的努力之下呢，终于呢，联合直堂计划书呢，就诞生了。
And it was after the proposal of the third draft that the two churches had made a decision to go with the plan. And then in October, it was decided by both church boards to go ahead with this project.
计划书的第三版本呢，就成为了两间教会所认同一个的联合的声明，也都同意呢，根据这个计划书呢，开始实际的这个工作。所以在十月的时间呢，两间教会呢，就决定落实这个直堂计划了。
And it was just recently that this new congregation had met together, and we had come up with the name of South Hill Church, named after the community that it's in.
刚刚呢，这个新的群体呢，决定呢，以所处的地区命名这个教会，叫做呢，南山 South Hill 的一个教会。
And so in January of 2008, Pacific Grace will be sending off 16 members of the English congregation to South Hill to plant the first joint church project with the Caucasian Church.
2008年的1月，众恩堂会有16位的弟兄姊妹去到 South Hill 南山这个地方，去开展一个新的直堂工作，一个同西人教会合作的一个直堂。
And this will be a first-time event, an achievement that no Chinese church or German church has ever done before in British Columbia, and I think in Canada.
这个是从来没发生过一个事情，无论在 BC 省或者在加拿大，我相信从来都没有中文教会和这个德语的教会一起联合做直堂的事情。
And so in keeping with the spirit of church planting, this will be the 10th church started by Pacific Grace.
延续过往众恩堂的直堂的传统， South Hill 南山教会将会是众恩堂的第十间的直堂。
And so we ask that you would pray for Pacific Grace and for South Hill, and that you would send us with your blessing and your support.
所以我请你去为众恩堂的祈祷，亦都为到 South Hill 南山这个教会的祈祷，因为我们需要你们的祝福和你们的支持。
And we will never forget where we came from, and we're grateful for your support. And we know that this has not been an easy time for the church, and that there are a lot of changes that will come.
当然我们不会忘记我们的根，亦都为到你们的支持，我们去感恩。对教会来讲，一个转变，这段的时间是很不容易的，特别有这么多的事情发生的时候。
And one of the hardest things to do is to be willing to make changes sometimes. And this was the case of Peter and the disciples. We're going to look into that this morning.
作出改变呢，是一件很不容易的事。使徒彼得和其他的门徒呢，都面对着这些处境。
Jesus' challenge was for them to take a chance, to trust in him. Peter was willing to take this risk. It was an opportunity of a lifetime.
耶稣对门徒的挑战是什么？就是去学习信靠的心，而彼得就去愿意去冒这个险去学习。
And so I want to share with you a familiar story from Matthew chapter 14. And I want to set the stage with you this morning, starting from verses 13 to 21, where Jesus feeds the 5,000.
让我今早和大家分享马太福音所看到一些功课。我们看经文的背景是马太福音第14章13至21节。
When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick.
十三至二十一节，耶稣听见了，就上船，从那里独自退到野地去。众人听见，就从各城里步行跟随他。耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。
As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered.
天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说，这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去自己买吃的。耶稣说，不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们这里只有5个饼2条鱼。
"Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and he broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children.
耶稣说，拿过来给我，十八节。于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这5个饼2条鱼，望着天祝福，擘开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。吃的人除了妇女孩子，约有5000。
I can imagine how the disciples and the people must have felt that day.They had witnessed one of the greatest miracles recorded in Jesus' ministry, the feeding of 5,000 with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
我能够想象咧，门徒咧同埋呢班人嗰阵时嘅感受。佢哋啱啱经历咗耶稣一个好大嘅神迹，一个用咗5个饼2条鱼就喂饱5000人一个嘅神迹。
But not only did they feed the 5,000, but there was 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
仲有12篮剩翻。
And the disciples were enjoying one of the best times ever. I wondered if they thought that this is what ministry should be and what it should look like. Jesus was among them. They were serving people, and everyone was feeling good in the moments.
啊，门徒都服侍得好开心啊！啊，唔知佢哋会唔会谂，服侍就系咁噶啦，吓，同埋耶稣一齐去服侍，几好喎，吓，咁样咁大嘅神迹。
And I wonder if the disciples wish.That this could last, that life could be this good for them all the time.
呢啲门徒可能谂，哇！如果成世都系咁，咁就好啦。
But Jesus had other plans.
但耶稣唔系咁谂。
You see, serving God isn't always easy or what's comfortable. And when we read this account, it says that before anything could be settled, that Jesus quickly made the disciples get back into the boat.
我哋要明白咧，服侍上帝唔止于系一啲容易做嘅事，或者一啲我哋觉得舒服、喜欢做嘅工作。圣经话俾我哋听，好快耶稣就叫佢哋上翻船啦。
And if you have your Bibles open, I want you to look at Matthew 14:22-24. It reads that immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. And while he dismissed the crowd.And that after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it.
如果你有圣经咧，请你同我一齐睇22-24节。呢度话耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人。在那里，那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
And in the English Bible, it says in verse 22 that the first word in that line is immediately. In other words, there is no time to relax. In fact, Jesus had in mind to teach them a very vital lesson.
第二十二节咧，话俾我听一个好重要嘅字喺和合本啊，呢个字咧系催字，冇时间咧去唞嘅，冇时间咧去休息嘅。原来咧，主要教导门徒一啲嘅功课。
And the lesson is this: is that the life and the ministry of a follower of Jesus means that sometimes you must go and that you must obey when Jesus calls you. And sometimes, even when things are good in your ministry, things need to change.
功课是什么呢？功课就是跟随主作门徒，是要懂得去顺服，去顺从耶稣的呼召。就算现在的状况是多好，我们都要作出一些的改变。
And sometimes life is like that, isn't it? How many of us wish that things were the way they always were? That when things were good, we hope that things would always stay good.
我们都很喜欢安稳，搞那么多事做什么呢？
I feel that way sometimes. And I told the English prayer meeting that I'm comfortable here at Pacific Grace. I like it here. And as much as I believe things need to change, there's also part of me that wishes that I could stay and that things wouldn't change.
我都不想改变。在英文祈祷会呢，我曾经分享过呢，我很开心，很喜欢在众恩堂的服侍。我不想转的。
I feel that way sometimes with my daughter, Faith. I remember when she was just 1 year old and I could sit just holding on to her for hours. And I wish that that could always be the case where she would just stay this cute little baby.
对我来讲呢，其实我看我的女儿有时都有这样的想法， Faith。当我 Faith 一岁的时候呢，我经常可以抱着她，经常可以抱她几个钟。我就想啊，如果她成世都是这么小小粒小小个，那就挺好啦，不用这么轻抱着很开心嘛。
But my little girl, she's growing up, and I can no longer hold on to her for hours like I want to. And I'm finding that in the changes, I'm watching her grow. And it isn't easy when she pushes me away and she says, no, daddy, no, Faith do, myself. And I feel sad sometimes.
我越来越发觉呢，她越大呢，我就不能够去抱她好耐了，抱她几个钟了。小朋友的成长带来不容易适应的一些转变。当你的小朋友推开你，推开你，他不要你的时候，你就会明白这种感受。
And just like in our own lives, things for the disciples in this case were changing very quickly.
耶稣的门徒也都经历一些很快很快的转变。
They were caught in the wind, and they were alone on the waters.Just moments before they were with Jesus, they were on dry land. Things were good for them.
本来好好地在岸上跟耶稣一起，突然间在海上刮大风。
But now they were in a new situation, from good to bad. And it says in Matthew 14, 25 to 27, that during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. And they cried, it's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear.
情况突然转坏了。在25节我们看，夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，就说，是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。
Caught in their situation, blinded in their confusion, they saw Jesus, but rather than seeing the Savior coming, they began to fear for their lives.
在这个处境里面，他们见到耶稣，但是他们见到的，其实可能不是觉得，他们觉得救他们脱险的主，反而他们觉得自己可能会浸死。
And isn't that like us? Sometimes we get so caught up with the problems that sometimes we confuse help with more danger and stress. And rather than seeing God's way out of what we're in, this new fear comes and it just seems to make matters worse.
曾几何时我们都会被生命的困难缠绕住，我们会将帮助看为阻住我们一些的东西，与其看到上帝给我们的出路，我们觉得这些新的改变只会令到事情变得更加差。
You know, I think sometimes we mistake what God is doing in our lives as bad. And we forget that everything that God does is meant to make things better.
我们觉得上帝可能是害着我们，我们忘记了上帝的原意是好的。
But rather than have the vision to see the horizon, we focus on the ghosts of our present.
与其望到一个当下的异象，我们的注目反而是一些叫我们害怕的一些事情上面。
But we know, we know that God is bigger than any storm in our lives right now. And that quote that I want to remind you, that a calm sea does not produce a skilled sailor.
弟兄姊妹，上帝是大过我们所面对的挑战。记不记得刚才我跟大家分享，一个平静的海不能够去训练出好的水手。
Romans chapter 8 says that, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
罗马书八章廿八节，大家很熟的圣经，我们都晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And as I was preparing for this message, I believe that this is what God wants me to say to you this morning, that in Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus immediately says to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
当我呢去预备这段信息的时候呢，我相信这个是上帝想跟我们讲的说话，就在马太福音14章27节这里说，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Take courage, don't be afraid. When you're faced with the challenges and the changes in your lives, don't be afraid.
你们放心，不用怕。当面对生命中的挑战和转变的时候，我们不需要去惊的。
When you're up against the deadlines, up against the expectations, when the anxiety and the stress comes, don't give in to the fear.
当面对工作上面的死线，一些人的期望，自己的忧心，其他的压力的时候，千万不要放弃，弟兄姊妹。
When you can't change the situations, when you're powerless against the wind and the waves, don't lose hope.
当你不能够去改变的现况，当你无力去同这些风浪去抗衡的时候，请你不要灰心。
When the calling of your life is too great to bear, when it's too lofty to follow, when the cross that you have is unbearable, Jesus says, I am here.
当生命的呼召太过沉重的时候，太难去跟随的时候，当你自己觉得你的十字架很重压在你的肩头的上面，耶稣仍然同我们一起。
When you lose sight of the shore, Jesus walks with you.
当你看不到岸边的时候，耶稣就同你一起行。
And the Bible's full of encouragement. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 9, chapter 12, verse 9 says that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
圣经有很多鼓励我们的说话。哥林多后书十二章九节话到，他说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的身上显得完全。
2 Corinthians 4, 7, 9 says these words, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from ourselves. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed.
哥林多后书四章七至九节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。
And in that boat, there was a person who understood. One man who was willing to go out to Jesus.
在这个船上面有一个人，他明白这个道理。他愿意去到耶稣那处。
And Matthew chapter 14, 28 to 29 says, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. And so Jesus calls him in verse 29, and it says, come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, and he walked on the water, and he came towards Jesus.
我们再看下去，28节这里说，彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。跟着耶稣就 call 他了，耶稣就呼召他了。耶稣就说，你来吧。彼得就行船走下去，在水面上行走，要去到耶稣那里。
Could you imagine? Could you imagine what the other disciples must have been thinking? As Peter had considered this, I imagine that there had to be two types of disciples in that boat that night, the skeptics and the cheerleaders.
你估其他啲门徒喺度谂紧啲乜咧？我估当晚咧有两种嘅门徒咧会喺只船上边。第一种咧就一啲嘅怀疑嘅人，即系怀疑者；另外一种咧就系喺啲啦啦队嘅队员。
And I can imagine what those skeptics were saying. Have you gone crazy, Peter? Have you gone mad? Have you lost your mind? Are you nuts? Don't do it. You're going to fail. You're going to step out of this boat and you're going to die.
怀疑嘅咧会话。哎呀，你搞乜嘢啊，彼得？你傻咗咩？浸死噶！你又唔系耶稣，唔好搞咁多嘢啦。
And then there must have been the cheerleaders in that boat, the ones that said, "Peter, go, the Lord is calling you."
可能有啲嘅啦啦队，呢啲嘅啦啦队咧，仲要话：哎呀，阿彼得啊，你掂噶啦，去啦，耶稣叫你，快啲啦。
And sometimes God calls us.He calls us when it doesn't seem that the timing is right. Sometimes he calls us just when it doesn't seem to be the right thing to do. That sometimes people may not understand why you must do what you do.
神呼召嘅时间有时并唔系我哋认为最理想嘅一个时间，唔系每个人都会明白点解要咁样去回应，点解要去咁样去做。
And if you look at the scripture.I wonder if the other disciples in that boat thought that this may not have been the right time for Peter to get out of it. Surrounded by water, in the middle of this storm, nothing else around them except for Jesus who stood in the distance from the waves.
可能其他的门徒都未必认同彼得这个举动。天昏地暗，横风横雨，只是得耶稣而已。
Can you imagine?The disciples, they're in that boat, some of them trying to keep Peter from getting out. And while others were saying, Peter, Peter, go to the master. And I can imagine as Peter would swing his legs out and as he'd step out into the water.
你想象下，一些门徒就拉着彼得说，哎呀，不要去了，不要去了。另外一班就可能爽了他，快点，快点，快点。于是彼得就踏出他一只脚，又再踏出另外一只脚。
And as much as it may have seemed like a bad idea, Peter had to respond to the call of a lifetime, to walk out into that storm, to go through the waves, because that's where Jesus was.
其实都不知道行不行的，但是彼得他很专心地回应这个呼召，他就走出去了。
And the Bible says that he was walking.
圣经说他走过在水上面。
He heard Jesus call him. He mustered up his faith. He checked his heart and he had to go. He committed himself to step out and he took the risk. And the Bible says that Peter walked.
彼得听到他的呼召，他鼓起他的信心，他聆听下自己的心的时候，他就上路了，摆上生命去冒险。圣经说他在水上面去行，弟兄姊妹。
And I believe that God calls us.All of us, to come to Him even today, sometimes in the worst timing that we can think of, when it doesn't make sense to go, when people don't like it, when you don't perhaps even understand it.
我相信今天上帝呼召我们去祂那里的时候，未必是一定最理想的时间，未必是一些我们很认同的一些方法，甚至可能是我们都不太明白为什么要做，为什么要去。
And if Jesus calls, can you say no?
但是如果耶稣去呼召我们的时候，我们能不能够说不好呢？
You know, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be unsure. That's why it takes faith.
惧怕是一些很平常的事，不是信心要来做什么。
You see, faith believes when nothing else will.
信心就是看到一些不见到、不看到一些眼目看不到的事情。
And Peter had to make a choice of a lifetime. Was he going to go where Jesus was?
彼得要作出一个很重要的决定，就是他要不要去到耶稣那里呢？
And Peter understood the risk, and he knew what the two options were. It was either the comfort of the boat or to risk going to Jesus.
彼得咧知道呢个风险，佢评估噶，佢有两个选择，一个选择就系佢留翻喺舒服嘅船嗰度，另一个选择就系佢行出呢个信心嘅一步。
And the challenge for all of us: will we go when Jesus calls us, despite the storm?
经文对我哋嘅挑战就系、是，当耶稣喺风暴里边去呼召我哋嘅时候，我哋点样去回应佢嘅呼召咧？
And your storm can be your family. Your storm might be your workplace. The storm might be the campuses and the schools that you might attend.
你嘅风暴喺边度咧？
系
咪你嘅家庭咧？系咪你工作嘅地方咧？系咪你嘅校园咧？或者系一啲其他嘅地方咧？
If you know this passage, you may be thinking, Pastor Mike.If this is really true, then why did Peter sink?
可能你一直咧喺度翻紧圣经，喺度睇嘅时候，你睇到三十节，你就会话：哎呀，哎呀，传道，你睇唔到咩？彼得沉咗、哦。
In Matthew chapter 14, verse 30-31, we see this. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.You have little faith, he said. Why did you doubt?
30-31节呢度话，佢话只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：主啊，救我！耶稣赶紧拉伸手拉住他，说：你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢
？Many would say, but Peter never made it to Jesus, so why should we try?
有啲人都可能会讲。切，彼得都行唔到去耶稣嗰度，咁仲要试咩啫
？But I'd say because Peter dared to go to Jesus, he didn't have to go all the way.
但我会咁样去讲，就系、是、因为彼得佢愿意去行到耶稣嗰度，所以佢唔需要行晒呢段嘅路。
Why? Because Jesus came the rest of the way to Peter. Not only did he give.Peter hope, but he saved Peter.
点解唔使行晒啊？因为耶稣去到彼得佢哋去过嗰处，彼得得到嘅唔系净系一个个盼望，而系一个个生命。
And the idea is this: you see, it's the first step of faith that you take that draws the Savior to you.
弟兄姊妹，就系、是、我哋行出呢个信心嘅一步，以至到耶稣都会嚟到我哋嘅身边。
Do you know why we fail so often walking on the waters of life?
你知点解我哋好多时候都冇信心去行呢啲嘅路咧
？We often let ourselves become distracted.
我哋好多个困扰啊。
There are financial distractions. There are career and future distractions. There are sexual distractions, family, friendship, and romantic distractions, social and moral distractions, distractions of our faith.
你话咩困扰啊？啊，经济上边嘅啦，事业啦，啊，将来筹算嘅啦，性方面嘅啦，家庭嘅、朋友嘅、感情事上边嘅，喺社交方面嘅、德性上边嘅，甚至系喺信仰嘅上边。
We're afraid, we doubt. There's uncertainty in our lives, and when we take our eyes off of Jesus and we let these distractions have the priority of our focus, we begin to sink.
我哋惊嘅时候，我哋嘅眼目就离开咗耶稣，呢啲嘅烦扰就抢走咗我哋嘅注意力，于是咪跌落去咯，咪沉落去咯。
Peter gave in to the fear of his circumstances. He began to believe that the wind and the waves were more than Jesus, and he began to sink, and he got swept up into the waves.
彼得被周遭嘅一啲嘅环境吓亲，所以佢觉得呢啲嘅风浪比耶稣更加强。而好快，当佢相信呢啲嘅谂法嘅时候，佢就慢慢沉咗落去啦。
And I believe that Matthew chapter 14, verse 27 is something that God has put on my heart to give to you today, that you would listen to His voice, that no matter what happens, you would hear, "I'm with you. Don't be afraid."
呢个就系点解马太福音十四章廿七节咁紧要，就系无论发生啲咩事嘅时候。在什么生命里面有什么事情的时候耶稣会告诉你听我与你同在不要害怕
And the good news is that when Peter sank it wasn't over That the reality is that when you reach out for Jesus, even in the midst of your worst times, Jesus is always there to take our hands.
亲爱弟兄姊妹朋友，呢一个就系福音。就算彼得沉咗，个事情仍然未完结嘅。事实就系，如果你喺难处向主去伸手去求助嘅时候，佢已经准备好拖住你嘅手。
And he won't let you drown. He won't let Pacific Grace drown. Things are going to change. That's the nature of life, whether we like it or not.
上帝唔会俾你沉落去噶。上帝唔会俾众恩堂喺原地踏步噶。无论我哋喜欢或者唔喜欢，活着嘅生命就一定有好多嘅改变嘅。
But the key to change is understanding this one thought.
面对转变嘅秘诀，咁系乜嘢咧？
That even though we cannot change our situations, we can trust in the one that can get us through it.
就系，就算唔能够去改变呢个现况，我哋都可以信靠呢一位能够帮助我哋嘅上帝。
You see, this is very important. Peter sank, not because Jesus wasn't able to give Peter what he needed to accomplish it.
我哋要记住，彼得沉落去唔系因为耶稣唔得，帮唔到佢。
Peter sank because he didn't have the faith to believe in what Jesus had already promised him.
彼得沉落去嘅原因系因为佢冇信心去信靠耶稣已经话咗俾佢一啲嘅应许。
That wherever you are today, whatever it is that we're facing, Jesus is there. He has, he is, he will be. That's the strength of our faith.
无论大家今日经历紧啲乜嘢嘅时候，无论你喺边一度，耶稣都唔会离你得太远。以前、今日、将来，耶稣都系我哋盼望嗰个嘅力量。
And as we hold on to the faith, I believe that God is, and that God will be.With us, that new things will begin to happen among you.
当我们心有盼望的时候，我们相信上帝与我们同在，新的现象、新的事工就一定会开展。
And just like the story that set the stage of the disciples in the storm, I want to have you think about this. From 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes, thousands were fed.
让我们不要忘记这个故事是怎么开始的，是一个5个饼2条鱼去喂饱5000人这个场景开始的。
That the biggest of all of God's works came from the smallest of offerings.
最卑微的摆上成就了一个最伟大的神迹。
That the changes and the challenges that we face when we offer our faith, no matter how great it is or how small it might beWill always open up those doors of opportunity where God will speak into it, and you'll see the divine.
无论是任何的挑战或者转变，只要我们将信心去摆上，无论是多或者少，上帝就会行他的奇事的在我们身上。
You know, throughout Scripture, God has proven to us time and time again that when we have little, God can do much.
圣经话得好清楚俾我哋听，好多地方都话到，当我哋去摆上少少嘅时候，神就可以做到好多嘅事情噶啦。
And I believe that God can do much with Pacific Grace。
我相信上帝喺众恩堂仲有好多嘅事情要做。
And that through the partnership of Pacific Grace, and it's my hope that with South Hill that we would be.A great testimony to the legacy of the church planting spirit here at Pacific Grace.
我的希望是透过众恩堂弟兄姊妹的同心，南山South Hill这个教会将会成为众恩堂直堂史上面一个的见证和一个的里程碑。
And that from here, you'll continue to feed thousands.
在这个地方，你们继续去喂饱千千万万的人，属灵的食物。
Let me pray for you this morning.
让我为你一起去祈祷。
Father God, I want to thank you for Pacific Grace and the pioneer spirit that this church has always had.
亲爱的主，我们多谢你，我们为到 众恩堂能够有呢个嘅荣幸去学习去做直堂嘅工作，我哋去感恩。
Father, thank you for their faith that has seen them go through church plant after church plant and is still here.
上帝，我哋多谢你，父神啊！我哋知道你俾我哋经历咗好多唔同嘅直堂，我哋仍然喺呢个地方我哋站立。
And I pray for their faith in a couple of coming up that Lord, you would just continue to strengthen them and show them all the things that you can do with them.
主，我求你俾佢哋有信心去经历你喺佢哋将喺佢哋会做嘅一啲嘅大事嘅上边。
That there is no offering too little that you can't feed thousands with.
永远我哋嘅奉献都唔会太少喺你嘅眼中嚟讲，可以喂饱好多好多嘅人。
And Lord, I pray for the future success and prosperity of Pacific Grace.
天父，我为到众恩堂将来喺事工上面嘅成功，我去祷告。
That from here would come much more.
喺呢个地方，我哋继续嘅，我哋去成长。
And I thank you, Lord, for their testimony and for their legacy.
多谢主为到呢个地方嘅见证，为到呢个地方所经历嘅事情。
And I pray your strength and your peace would go ahead of them today.
愿你嘅能力成为佢哋帮助，喺佢面前去带住佢哋去走。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.